meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Ellen. This is Brenda speaking for the record. Good day. Welcome to the RDS Who Is To Review Team plenary call number 13 on December 8th, 2017 at 1330 UTC. In attendance today we have Alan, Dimitri, Thomas, Volker, Chris, Lily, and Susan. In the observer room we have Svetlana. From ICANN.org, Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, Steve, and myself, Brenda. And we do have apologies from Catherine, Carlton, and Alice. And I'd like to remind everyone to state your name before speaking for the transcript, and today's call is being recorded. I'll turn the meeting over to you, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome. And as I said, we have a moderately short agenda. Is there anyone who has any comments on the agenda or would like to add anything? Seeing no hands and hearing no one, I will presume we are accepting the agenda as displayed. And the first item is the any SOI inputs. At this point, I believe we have received SOIs and conflict of interest statements from everyone, with one possible exception that we're aware of. But if there are any changes, this is an opportunity. And I will presume there are none at this point. The first substantive item is review of terms of reference. We were due to have approved the terms of reference at the meeting that we canceled last week, or two weeks ago, whenever it was, due to lack of a potential attendance. And so that has been deferred. We will look at it right now to incorporate any future changes or any changes that have been proposed, and one last chance, and we have another meeting scheduled on Monday, and we will formally approve the terms of reference, and formally approving means it is then passed to Chris and the board caucus group for review. Any comments from them, if there are no comments or following any responses from us, then it will essentially go to the, I presume the, is it the OEC, Chris? I'm not sure. But in any case, it'll go through whatever approval process or rejection process that goes along with us proceeding in our work. If we could have the document displayed. What was on the screen as I was speaking was just noting that Chris had come back to us with an acknowledgement from the board that the deadline they had set clearly was unreasonable, in that we had not convened at the time that we were supposed to have submitted the terms of reference, and acknowledging that we would be submitting it in the early December timeframe. All right. The only changes from the last version that we made are some relatively small changes. I realized last night there was references in the document to the limited scope proposal, and I realized, among other things, that the wrong version was being pointed to. It was a previous version which had a rather critical typo which negated something that shouldn't have been negated. And so currently, I presume with the changes, I haven't had a chance to look at them, but I presume with the changes that I suggested last night, that at least my last night, that that part of the document is now accurate. Jean-Baptiste, I haven't had a chance to look at this document since yesterday. Can you take us through the changes right now that have been made from the last version we reviewed? This essentially is the changes that are now incorporated that we decided on last time, plus the one new change, I believe.
That's correct, Alan.
So if we can scroll down, are they now accepted or still showing as red lines?
You had shared a clean version and the one with red lines, so I just unscrewed the one with red lines. Yeah.
Okay. if you can scroll down just so we can make sure that we've captured it correctly.
Sure. So the revised due date was changed.
Presumably will be changed again once we actually...
Again, yeah.
Okay.
Part of the objectives were sent, as you can see here. I just hope that everyone can see. Otherwise, I'm more than happy to give scoring rights to everyone, and I can just mention on which page I am. Maybe that would be easier.
Either way.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on to page 4, just a minor change on the date at the bottom of the page. Page 5, no date. Page 6. Terms RDS, registration data, directory service, and RDS often is interchangeably, so that was added at the bottom, just on top of deliverables and time frames. And the work plan is a roadmap towards reaching milestones and subject to adjustment as the review team progresses through work, disappears at the end of deliverables and time frames on page 6. The timeline, which we indicated as subject to change, and if there are any changes into the work plan, this needs to be reflected here. Data written by ICANN was deleted on page 7.
Yeah, that was a sentence that I asked, what does it mean? And apparently no one could figure it out, so we deleted it.
Yeah. So I believe before the CCNSO members were appearing, so those have been deleted. And then on page 11, under support from ICANN organization, the following sentence were added. The commitments in these documents presume appropriate staff support from ICANN organization. Should that support in the view of review team leadership become an issue, this will be communicated first to the ICANN organization staff member designated as the team leader, and then if necessary to the board member participating in this review team.
Yeah, and just to be clear for both review team members and staff, that was not put in reaction to a known deficiency of our staff support. That was put in acknowledgement of the fact that the SSR review team has made comments that specific services they had wanted were not being provided by management decision, had not been provided. And I thought that should that ever happen with us, we should have a formal path by which we can ask for something and not wait for the world to blow up.
And in chat, there is a question from Lisa to you, Alan, on whether the comments, not proposal in draft operating standards, page 22, regarding the replacement and removal of members still need to be addressed or not.
I'm sorry, where is that?
That's still on the same page, so that's page 11. At the top, there is a comment from you, note proposal in draft operating standards on replacement and removal of members, and Lisa was asking whether this still needs to be addressed.
Trying to figure out what that means. Hold on. Note proposal. I honestly have no idea what that means without going to look at exactly what is on page 22 of the operating standards, of the proposed operating standards. Does anyone remember them enough to know what that might be a new reference to?
I'm having a look now.
Sorry, I try not to write cryptic comments, but that one apparently is. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. And there is a clause that I think you're citing in the draft operating standards on removal of review team members, which is very similar to the clause that we have in the terms of reference. You could have been suggesting that we pick up the draft language from the operating standards.
Is there any substantive difference other than perhaps wording difference?
On quick look, I do not see substantive difference, no.
Then let's not worry about it.
So we can remove your comment then?
I think so.
Thank you.
At least until such time as someone can figure out what it meant, if it meant anything. All right.
Okay. So moving on, so page 12, no updates. On page 13, where you have disagree, stand aside, preservations, and agreements. So just after I support the proposal and I'm willing to implement it,
yeah.
And I'm willing to implement it was deleted.
That's correct.
That's
not identified, I think.
Yeah. On page 14, the last section, which is reporting, still needs to be agreed, refined by repeating this was deleted. So then there was some formatting, and on just checking on other pages, under Appendix 1, which is page 18.
The whole appendix was added, moved from the document.
Correct. And then the scope table was added as an appendix number 2. And that's page 20. Lisa, please.
Thank you. Lisa, again, Alan, I've quickly looked at that section of the draft operating standards we just touched on. And there is one additional sentence which I've put in chat. Which notes that essentially the SOAC may choose not to nominate a replacement depending on where you are in your review.
Oh, I have no problem adding that. Anyone have any issue with that? It's rather moot because if the SOAC or SO chooses not to do something, there's nothing we can do to stop them from not doing it. So... But acknowledging it, I have no problem. But.
And then, if I might, one other point, which is I note now that Appendix 2 has been filled in with the scope table, that the scope table actually has two references to action items that probably need to be deleted as a final version of that scope table.
As well as all the should reviews.
Yes, exactly.
All right, now let's go back up to scope and review, scope and mission, which is somewhere, and the changes I made last night. Where is scope? Anyone know where where the reference is to?
Let me check.
Or did that get moved to the appendix also?
Alan, it's in the appendix.
Okay.
Page 11, or excuse me, page 18.
Okay.
So I believe
that's right. The version I was looking at was before the move, correct?
All right, so I believe you had suggested removing the reference to ICANN organization.
Right. And also the pointer to the correct proposed reduced scope. And that same document, that same reduced scope was pointed to in the RDS review guidance document, and I assume that document will have been changed as well.
Oh, and we have Lisa and Susan in the queue.
Please go ahead.
Lisa? Who goes first? It doesn't matter to me.
Lisa's hand was up first. We'll honor the queue.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Lisa again. I think we actually need to find the link to where that final version you relayed to us was posted.
I put that in the email.
The actual link, not the document itself?
I don't think it was an attachment on a page which doesn't seem to have a pointer to it. At least I couldn't see the pointer on that page, but it is attached at that page. I did go through the process of figuring out where it was pointing to on the wiki.
Great. So we'll find that and make sure we use that link, since that would have been what the GAC and GNSO responded to.
Well, I hope it may or may not have, but it did have a typo in it. The version that you were pointing to, the version I included in my email, had that typo corrected. It was just the word "not" had to be deleted because there was a double negative in a sentence.
Yes, I saw that.
In any case, I strongly doubt anyone's going to go back and read these, but should someone pursue them at some point in the future, we should have the correct document. I suspect even if the people responded to the version 3, they would have in their minds made this correction anyway, because the sentence didn't read very well otherwise. All right, Susan, please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Sorry, it's a little early here, but so on the very first sentence, or second sentence, limited scope proposal was developed by a Canadian organization, the request of SO and AC leaders. Is that accurate? Because GNSO basically opposed the limited scope. So was there a formal call for a limited scope?
Yes, there in fact was, but the words "by ICANN organization" should have been deleted in this version. I see it's still, they're still there in that first sentence. Yes, Susan, the sequence was there was a discussion, and I can't remember whether it was just ACSO leaders or the larger leadership team, and there was general agreement on that call that the limited scope proposal had merit. And it was then, I had originally made that limited scope proposal, and it was then fleshed out in the form that we now see with Margie holding the pen, and I was, you know, essentially the one that was working to craft it. And that was then presented back to the ACs and SOs formally, and that is the time that James presented it to the council, and there were, and the same with the GAC and the other groups, and there were comments that were against it. But yes, there was general agreement on a teleconference prior to that we should consider a reduced scope, and the proposal was developed at that point at the request of the chairs.
Okay, thanks.
Any further comments on this? At this point, I would request anyone who has sufficient time and cares enough to please review the document again. If you find any other details, then please let us know over the weekend. And the intent is to formally approve this at next Monday's meeting. If anyone is not going to be at the meeting, and I'll ask staff to send out a message to this effect for those who are not on this call, please let us know ahead of time whether you support or do not support approval of this document. We are approving it with the full understanding that, you know, as we proceed in the review, things may change. We may decide that, you know, something that we are committed to becomes not a useful use of our time, or conceivably we add something. And obviously with the section, one of the sections is we will add things as appropriate based on changes that have occurred in the last 5 years. This will be, to the extent necessary, a living document. we're not foreseeing changes, but that may well happen. So we're not committing to it in an absolute sense, but this is our best, our best estimate of where we are going and how we will get there. And I see we have hands from Susan and Lily. Susan, is that a new one?
Sorry, old hand.
Okay, Lily, please go ahead.
Yes, I noticed on the newest version of the terms of reference on page 9, the nomination from CCNSO is still absent. Will this have an impact for the routine? I'm just saying, will us be challenged that we are not fully represented by the whole community?
There is no requirement that we be fully represented. It's up to the, it's a decision of each ACNSO whether to put people on this group or not. Clearly we don't have people, for instance, from the SAC or RSAC on the group, and that's a decision that they made. The CCNSO is aware of our situation, that the terms are, we've told them what the terms of reference is. There was a misunderstanding. They thought we had already submitted it to the board, but that was corrected. And we have told them that should they choose to appoint someone, they are welcome to do so. Obviously, the longer they delay, the harder it is going to be to integrate those people, but that's a consideration they have to make. And recall that all of our work is about GTLD who is and GTLD RDS. So although CCTLD people may have valid input and or wisdom they can share on the issue, they're not directly affected by our decisions. So it's quite reasonable for them not to participate should they choose not to. But that is their
it is their
call.
So it is confirmed there are totally 11 members in our review team. Since you are setting out to work on the work plan for subgroups, so it is confirmed we only have 11 members.
We have 11 members with Chris Despain as board liaison taking a lesser role, but so we have 10 regular members plus the board liaison. If the CCNSO chooses to add people, that number will increase. But that will depend on whether they do or not.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. The only change was made in the terms of reference was to omit lines showing to be appointed because there was a statement at the end of the table that essentially said we may add them or may not. So there was a conflict there because to be appointed implied they were going to do it, and that was a decision that hadn't been made yet. Any further comments? Hearing nothing, seeing nothing, Jean-Baptiste, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Just on your action item, for I cannot to send an email to RIVT members that cannot attend Monday's call to confirm whether they approve the terms of reference. I just wanted to point out that they should also confirm whether they approve the work plan or not.
That's fine.
At the same time. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we had asked, I believe it was Erica, Chris, or Susan, Erica, and Chris to look at the work plan. Susan, is there anything that we need to review? Have you made any changes, or Jean-Baptiste, has Alice made any significant changes that require us to look at it at this point, or should we just assume it is basically as previously presented and we will approve it, again, with the understanding that that it could change. It's a living document.
Yeah, I haven't made any changes, and I don't think they have. Not that I know of, they haven't.
Chris, in the chat you asked, are the CCNSO going to consider, I'm not quite sure when exactly you asked the question, But at this point, Katrina knows about our situation, and she has not gotten back yet as to whether a decision has been made or not. I was never actually aware of, I mean, they had said until the scope is decided, and at that point there was still a decision whether it would be limited scope or not. I was not really aware of what the decision point was. That is, they would contribute someone if it was limited, but not if it was larger or vice versa. So I'm not quite sure where we stand right now, other than knowing it's not, they haven't made a formal decision, at least haven't told us about one.
Alan, it's Chris. I can just, my understanding is that they do, they are wanting to appoint, and they were waiting to see the scope so that they could, quote, find the right people, unquote. But I will chase it up and see.
Okay.
The answer.
Yeah, certainly if they are going to appoint someone, it would be sooner rather than later would be better, because diving in, and once we're actually in the middle of the work, is going to be less effective. All right, next item is subgroup kickoff and next steps. And Jean-Baptiste, I see you have a hand up.
Sorry, Alan, so just to confirm, the work plan is fine as is. Do you want us to recirculate it as well, just before the Monday plenary call?
I would think so. I mean, if you're going to send out a reminder to tell people, ask people if they have any final comments, and to say whether accepted, distributing it in the same message probably makes sense.
Okay, sounds good.
And can we have the work plan, not the work plan, the matrix up? And I'd like to go around the table and see where we are in each of these. If we could, thank you very much. Now I can, let me enlarge it so I can see it. I believe we have made a decision on the recommendation 10 privacy proxy services.
Yes, Alan, sorry, it seems it's not the correct version. Let me check.
Okay. I believe Stephanie said she's busy, let Volker do it. I don't know if we had an acknowledgement from Volker that he was willing to take on another one. And this is not a particularly trivial one.
Well, my main problem is that I'm going to be out of commission for the next month or so. So depending on how timely you want this to be done, I will not be able to start work before mid-January next year.
And when you say start this, you mean even the preliminary document we're talking about at this point?
Correct. I will be traveling this weekend. We'll be at the Brussels conference, participating in the Brussels conference for Monday. Have my last day at work here to finish stuff up on Tuesday, and then be traveling to Japan on Wednesday. And after that, I'm traveling. I will not be sure.
I guess we can live with it. Recognize we're going to have to play catch up on that one, and I'm a little worried because the privacy proxy one is a non-trivial one, but it's also one that you have been heavily involved in, and I don't think you're going to have to do a lot of study to actually get the work done. And I think that is the case with Stephanie as well. So I'm willing to accept that.
It's great that we would share this one.
Volker, you're
maybe Stephanie can do some preparatory work, and I'll take over when I'm back.
We'll convey. Okay, Volker's voice is very faint, but I think he said that they had agreed to somehow between the two of them make sure it was chaired, and perhaps Stephanie can do some preliminary work before Volker gets back. We'll send that message to Stephanie. And so Jean-Baptiste, if I can ask you to send a message to Stephanie pointing out that Volker will not, because of other commitments and being on leave, will not be able to address this until, I think you said mid-January, but to the extent that she can do any work ahead of time. And who else is on that team? We also have Catherine on that also. So if you can send it to all three of them, just so everyone understands. And we'll do our best to recover. Susan, please go ahead.
Yes. I was just going to offer, I'm not on that team, but if you would like me to help just get the ball rolling on the template, I'd be happy to step in and do that so that we at least get that first pass done, and then we can look at the, you know, the data gathering and everything. So I don't know if that's helpful or not, but I'd be willing. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with Privacy Proxy and could help on that.
I'm certainly delighted to have you do that, and I'm not going to say no, don't volunteer your time on one additional project. So thank you, Susan, and it will be duly noted in the matrix, and we will tell the other three members that you are stepping in.
Okay. I'll get something out on the template later today then.
Thank you, Susan. Jean-Baptiste, your hand is up.
Sorry, I'm in old hands.
Lisa in the chat says, please remember to use the subgroup email lists for communications for transparency. Good idea. Okay. If we can go through the projects one by one to the extent that we have people on these groups, and I will tell you right now for the ones that I am leading, I have not done anything yet, but I'm hoping that you'll see something by the end of the weekend. So let us go through. The first one we have is recommendation one, and that is Catherine and Carlton and Volker. Neither Catherine nor Carlton are on the call. Volker, are you aware of any work that's being done on this one yet?
No, I'm not. There has been no communication.
All right. So if we can, Jean-Baptiste, I think probably the easiest way to go through this is as we're going through them one by one, you can just put the status and flag this one as no work done yet. And then once we've finished it, you can send out a summary to the whole group as to what the status is of each of the proposals. The next one is being led by, that's recommendation two, single who is policy. It's being led by Carlton and with Catherine and Thomas on this one. And Thomas is the only one on this call. Has there been any progress on this one at all?
To my knowledge, no. I have to catch up on some emails. I was traveling earlier this week and kind of got a little behind. But I haven't really observed anything. So let me review back through all my emails, and I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, I'm assuming if either Lisa or Jean-Baptiste are aware of anything, they'll speak up. And I don't see a hand up from them, so I'm assuming your analysis is probably correct.
Right.
Next one is outreach. That's one of mine, and as I said, nothing has been done at this point, but it will be done soon. Compliance is being led by Susan, and where are we on this one?
I sent out a draft template. With lots of questions, actually, I think it's Thomas and Erica are on that. This chart is a little small for my eyes this morning. And so I'm expecting edits and comments back. And hopefully we may be able to hit the December 12th deadline.
Thank you. And I'm also on the mailing list. I haven't responded to it either. So.
Right.
But I will be hopefully trying to catch up on RDS work on the weekend. data accuracy. Lily is the lead on that with Catherine Dimitri working on it as well. Lily, where are we on this one?
Yes, I'm sorry. Currently, no concrete updates on this. Yeah, I'll be working on it, and hopefully I'll send out by next Monday.
Excellent. Thank you, Lily. Next one is Privacy Proxy Services. We already talked about that one, and there is no progress, and Susan has volunteered to do a initial cut at the template. Common Interface is led by Dimitri with led by Volker with me and Susan on that. Volker, where are we on this one?
Not started anything yet. I think I was waiting for the work on the other to start to see where we would go.
Okay. No work yet. Next one is IDNs, led by Dimitri. And Dimitri has said he sent out email to Lily and me, who have not responded. Do you have anything further to say?
Yeah, I sent an initial email. I hope to get responses from both of you, if possible. And Lisa sent a very useful link, so I hope after response I will reformat it according to more or less templated format.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri. Next one is recommendations 1516, plans and annual report. The lead on that is Lily again with Chris and me working on it. And I assume, Lily, that is also one you will be working on, but there has been no progress at this point?
Yes. And for this topic, I believe we'll heavily rely on other subgroups templates.
Okay.
Yes, this is the topic, the revision 16 for the annual report. I would like to check other subgroups templates first.
Okay.
And then identify the way forward.
Understood. Next one is topic two, anything new? Stephanie is the lead on that, who is not on this. Oh, Stephanie is on the call now, I see. And where that one, we are first depending on a report from ICANN organization on what is new in terms of policy and processes. And Jean-Baptiste, do we have a report on when we're likely to get that?
Hi, Alan. Thank you. The request is currently being worked on internally, and I've received an update a few days ago that they are still working on it. So I expect that by next week we should be able to provide you with it.
Thank you. And Stephanie, I assume you are not doing any work on that until you get the document, or is that incorrect? I'm not sure if Stephanie can talk or not.
Hi, it's Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Very well.
Good. Wonderful. Yes, I have been thinking about it, but I haven't done anything yet, waiting for that report. I must say that for those of us who are watching the continuing story on GDPR, I guess that classifies as something new. We could certainly come up with something on that, because I've just come back from the Berlin group in Paris, the meeting that they had where ICANN is still on the agenda, and letter from the Article 29 group has arrived discussing their views on ICANN's situation. So that is kind of what I was thinking was new. That and, of course, the ongoing evolution of what the registrars and registries are putting forward as their compliance models for GDPR. So I hope that's what you had in mind for the scope for this. Thanks.
Well, I GDPR is an awkward one. We have decided that we are not going to be commenting on things that are in process at the moment. So, you know, the RDS PDP is completely out of our scope, as is GDPR today. The problem, of course, is by the time we complete, the GDPR world will have been, if not addressed, we'll understand it a bit more. So I think we need to reserve the right to comment on GDPR, but I wouldn't think it should be a focus while things are in flux. I think that goes along with what we have previously decided.
Yeah, the problem is it's a bit of a fast moving train, so we are stuck on whether or not our work is going to be seen as irrelevant or we just have a sort of perfunctory note on it. Believe me, I'm not signing up to run a sort of play by play commentary on this. That's not what I'm proposing, but well, we'll wait and see what ICANN staff proposes as the report on this. But that's what I've been thinking about at the moment: how to distill that down into a kernel, not a TV series.
Yeah, I think the expressions are running brief on this. That is, we're going to keep an eye on it, or watching brief. Sorry, we're going to keep an eye on it, but I don't think that we can do anything or plan to do anything as the world is moving around us. But since our time frame overlaps at least with the deadline for fines being invoked, and therefore we can expect things to be changing day by day at this point. Other than that, remember, we're commenting on the current existing RDS, who is, and we know the answer for that one with regard to GDPR is it's, according to the formal rules, it just doesn't meet the criteria, and therefore people are doing ad hoc things, and I think watching is all we can do at this point. But I am expecting a non-trivial number of other things to be identified, partly in response to the earlier WHOIS recommendations, where there was a lot of data gathering, but there has also been other things that have happened. So once we get the summary, I think we'll be in a better state to decide how much work is actually involved in this or not. Next one is law enforcement needs, and Thomas is running that one. Thomas, where are we on it?
As I said, I was traveling earlier this week. I'm just now starting to sit down and work on this. Having never done this before, I'm just kind of getting my bearings on how to complete this task, and I hope to have something out by Monday.
Okay, excellent. I think we're all novices at this, so I don't think there's any anything unique in your position.
Outstanding.
Consumer trust is Erica. Erica has not joined on the call. Other people who are involved are Dimitri, Stephanie, and Susan. Is anyone in a position to say where we are on it? Nobody. Jean-Baptiste, has there been any email traffic on this one? Lisa, please go ahead.
You're asking about topic three, law enforcement needs?
No, we're for number four, consumer trust.
I can reply on that. On topic number four, Erica has been liaising with the subgroup, and she wants to schedule a call next Tuesday, but apparently it looks like Susan cannot make it, so maybe it will be moved to Wednesday. So this is being discussed.
Okay, thank you. Safeguards, safeguard registration data is mine, and again, nothing has been done on that one. And the last one is compliance, led by Susan. And that one I believe we have done some work on because I've been participating in it. Susan, go ahead.
Yes, you have. We had a call last Friday, I think, and, you know, just sort of brainstormed on, you know, what the questions were and what we wanted to look at. So I sent out a draft based on that and then also updated the draft. I've got a couple of comments, but no major revisions, so I'll take a look up at the email threads and hopefully we can finalize that by Tuesday also.
Thank you. That one, I think there, our challenge is to make sure that what we do is something, is specify something that we can actually deliver on, because it's such a wide open topic, we could spend the next 3 years on it with a significant percentage of the review team working on it. And I have just a little bit of fear that we'll take off more than we can actually do. But I have faith Susan will not commit to things she can't deliver on. Any further comments on where we are in this matrix?
Yes, Alan. It's Jean-Baptiste for the record. I'm not sure if you saw the comment from Lisa. She mentioned that Catherine indicated yesterday on the call, on the leadership call, that she was preparing a draft template for review by the subgroup on law enforcement needs, topic 3.
Ah, okay. So I presume she will share that with Thomas, who is nominally identified as the lead on that. Dimitri, please go ahead.
If we see that it's hardly possible to finish, well, I estimate at least for the half of subgroups to 12th of December, shouldn't we correct the plans to make them more realistic? Thank you.
That was my next item. Thank you. It's quite clear we are not going to have this finished by 12th of December. Some of us will barely have started by then, and I don't think we can presume it will finish. So the question for the overall group is, what should our target be that is more reasonable? We have at this point... Let's see where we are. We have 2 weeks before the holiday break for many of us, and there are we'll be discussing later when the next call is, but it doesn't look likely we'll have another call before the end of the year. And to make it more interesting, at least a few of us are going to be in Geneva on the week of the 18th for the IGF meeting there. So what is a reasonable target? My feeling is reasonable in terms of being moderately complete should be no later than essentially the beginning of January. I'm not sure there's a lot of merit in setting a date like the 22nd or 23rd of December when people may well have time to work on it over the holiday break if they choose to put their time into ICANN, and we should allow them to do that. So does that sound like a reasonable target to say it should be? They should be tied up and really, really ready to go by the first meeting of the year whenever we decide that is going to be, and we'll talk about that a little very shortly in the call. And Stephanie says this is a very busy time. I can't disagree with that, but I'm not sure I remember any time that wasn't very busy. You know, we've just gone through, well, not just, but we went through a summer, and normally the summer is the quiet time in ICANN, and I haven't seen that quiet time, so. And Lisa points out the 5th of January is the tentative date for the first our review team meeting, and yes, that is what we're going to be saying. So does anyone feel that setting a target, but a hard target of the beginning of January is unreasonable? That does assume some work will be done over the next couple of weeks, and over the holiday break, and that's with the understanding that for the ones that Volker is in charge of, if we cannot get work done by someone else, we may see a delay on those projects by a few weeks. I have not hearing any people objecting, so I'm going to take that as a tacit acceptance that our target will be revised to be the the 2nd of January, which means we can get it out in an email at least a few days before the meeting. Not hearing any arguments against that, I will take that as being accepted. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Assuming that is the new date that you shoot for, would you like staff then to revise the work plan to show the impact of that on all the other milestones?
I believe so. And maybe we should talk about meeting schedules right now, since we seem to have gone into it slightly. It was under, I believe we were going to cover it under AOB, but let us talk about it now. The meeting schedule that we have arrived at tentatively is to hold meetings on consecutive Friday and Monday every 2 weeks. So at this point, there will be a meeting next Monday. We have to decide if we are in fact going to hold it at this point. And so effectively what we have is a three-hour meeting with a break of the weekend in between every 2 weeks. That was the best we could do. We could not find a single time that every team member could participate. There were hard problems with at least some people in every single time frame and day that we could identify. So this allows everyone to participate in at least one out of every second meeting. There is a potential problem that if we do not have, and that's coming up this week, it's not clear that we have sufficient work to keep us busy for the second hour and a half of the split three-hour meeting. And that will put at a disadvantage people who can only attend Monday meetings. But I think we're going to have to live with that for at least the next month or two and see how it works out. I'm assuming once we get past this first phase of the work plan, we will have more work to do. And if indeed work is proceeding in the background, then if we cancel meetings, so be it. And we may choose to, if we know ahead of time we don't have 3 hours worth of work, we may choose to cancel the Friday meeting and hold the Monday instead, so that we give people equal opportunity to participate. That being said, the next meeting would be, if we look at the schedule, there's really no opportunity to hold another one in December, because the next meeting would be on the 22nd and then on the 25th, and that's clearly not going to happen. So the next meeting we're looking at is on January 5th for the Friday meeting and the 8th for the corresponding Monday meeting. And we will say, if we have not already, we'll send out, unless there's any strong objection, we'll send out invitations for those meetings. Not having any comments or complaints, we'll assume that is agreeable. And the next topic is face-to-face meeting at ICANN 61. And at this point, if we are going to add travelers to the ICANN 61 schedule, we need to do it pretty soon, and similarly for rooms. My position is I am already doubly committed on the Friday preceding the meeting, and on the Friday following the meeting, I'm committed in the morning at this point. So if I'm to participate in it, it would have to be on the Thursday prior to ICANN with a gap in between the next meeting for most people, or on starting Friday afternoon, Saturday, at the end of the meeting. And that is, I find that a little bit problematic in that at the end of an ICANN meeting is not the best time to get people to have energy and focus. But I'd like to open the floor to other people for comments on whether we schedule meetings, schedule something at ICANN 61 or not. The alternative is to, based on where we are in the work plan, where we decided we're on the work plan at the beginning of January, to schedule a meeting relatively soon, perhaps towards the end of February somewhere else, or defer till after the ICANN meeting and hold a face-to-face. There is a cost difference in the in whether we hold it at an ICANN meeting or somewhere else, in that about four to five of the travelers are funded to go to ICANN meetings and would have to be separately funded if they go to other meetings. Plus, I believe we have to pay for staff travel in some of the cases. But the balancing part is based on where we hold the meeting. The travel costs and meeting costs may, in fact, be lower on a per-person basis. Comments? Chris, I know you have constraints also, and I wonder if you'd weigh in, but I'd then like to hear from anyone else on the review team. Do we have Chris?
You do. I'm sorry. I was just typing into the chat, which is, I mean, look, I get the budget issues. I'm on the board. I deal with them every day. But frankly, the useful time of trying to stuff a review team meeting into the beginning or the end of an ICANN meeting strikes me as being nonsense. It's very hard to do. If you do it at the end, everybody's pretty much had enough by the time it comes to it. If you try and do it at the beginning, you're just making life more difficult for those of us who actually have to stick around for the ICANN meeting. I think we can do it fairly and well within a budget if we choose the right place to have the meeting and the right time to have the meeting. And I also think we will get a bigger bang for our buck if we actually all get together for a concentrated period of, whatever it is, 2 or 3 days, without having all the other stuff that goes on around ICANN meetings on our minds. But that's just my personal view.
Thank you, Chris. The other aspect of it is, for any of us who are actively involved in ICANN, the week or 2 weeks before an ICANN meeting, the prep work is just horrendous. And that means we would not be focusing. Well, it means something would lose out, either our prep for the ICANN meeting or the prep for the face-to-face review team meeting. And that I also find is a negative. And what I'm hearing is when we go over budget, Chris will be willing to speak on our behalf to increase the budget.
Yeah, is that what you're hearing? Really? I'm very impressed that you heard that. I don't recall saying it.
No, you didn't. But it was between the lines.
What I said was, I think we can do it within our budget if we're careful. That's what I said.
And if we don't, you'll be willing to ask for more money on our behalf. The two go together, Chris.
Yes, of course they do. Aaron, if you say so.
Does anyone else have any thoughts and comments on this part? And at this point, that doesn't mean we don't necessarily hold one with the June meeting. But I think if we do, we're going to have to plan way ahead of time, and make sure that we can work around the conflicts if indeed we decide it is warranted. Now, at some point, we are also, however, going to have to meet with the ICANN community once we have something to talk about, and at that point. We're obviously will have to show up at an ICANN meeting, whether we have a face-to-face associated with it or not. I'm not sure we're allowed to complete our report without ever talking to anyone. That's a joke for the record. Would anyone like to speak against or trying to still hold a meeting at Puerto Rico? Lisa, you've been typing a number of things into the chat. Is any that we need to focus on this discussion, or is it something else? Lisa, go ahead.
It is something else, Alan.
Okay.
As we jumped over slide 7, I was just referring back to it to make sure people recognize what was on their wiki pages.
Ah. Then we'll go back to slide 7 in a minute, because we can't scroll right now. All right, then we'll take this as a decision that we will not be holding a face-to-face at the Puerto Rico meeting, and we will reconsider as we go forward how we do this. And the leadership team, along with staff, is developing some cost models, so we will have some quantitative numbers to present to the group going forward as to what these relative things will cost. And if we can go back to slide 7 that Lisa is referring to.
Sorry, Alan, would it be possible to have a confirmation on who on the review team is receiving funding from other sources? Just as it will help in...
I thought as of the meeting yesterday, we know that who that is. Was there still some question? For the coming year, I am funded for ICANN meetings. Chris is funded. Susan is funded. Stephanie, I believe, is funded. And Erica, is that correct? Susan came up with the names of who was on the GNSO council this coming year. I think it was Erica and Stephanie and Susan. That was discussed at the leadership meeting yesterday, I believe.
Perfect.
Okay. And Thomas does not accept ICANN funds. And I'm presuming everyone else will accept ICANN funds and require them. If someone else would like to volunteer to self-fund, then that's quite fine. But I don't think we can presume it.
I remember Catherine also mentioned that, yeah, for regular IT meetings, self-funded by his agency.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Catherine.
Yeah, that's you're correct. Catherine for ICANN meetings is self-funded. You're right. Thank you, Lily. I forgot that.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
Thank you, Lily.
Then where are we on the agenda? Sorry. We're going to go back to slide 7, and Lisa wanted to talk about that. Please go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you, Alan. Just briefly, I want to make sure that all review team members are aware of what they have already on their subgroup wiki page. This is just an example here for the first subgroup that is looking at Recommendation 1, Strategic Priority. You'll see the objective text. That is what you would copy into your first plan work document under objective, and I believe Jean-Baptiste actually circulated templates with that pre-populated for you. Then you'll see under background documents, we've begun to assemble hyperlinks to documents that were cited in your briefing slides to make it easier for you to locate at least those resources as you begin to assemble the data needed for your subgroup. Over on the right, of course, there's the list of members and the leader of the group, as well as any observers that have indicated they want to follow your particular subgroup, and a link to your mailing list archive. And that is a very quick way to find out whether there has been any discussion in your subgroup. So I'd encourage you to follow that link if you're not quite sure if your group got started or what it's done recently. And then I just wanted to point out under subgroup documents, that is where any output that you produce, including however you end up fleshing out your first pass work plan, will be posted. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. You've done a significant part of the work that we had assigned to each of these groups, and I'm tempted to ask you to simply complete the rest of the template for us all, but I think that might be not appropriate. That, again, was attempted humor. Stephanie noted in the chat that when we say people are funded for ICANN meetings, that, of course, means funded for the formal part of the ICANN meeting. If we are holding a face-to-face meeting prior to or after a meeting, there will be additional days of hotel and per diem that would have to be covered by the review team. And is there anything else? I think we are down to any other business. The only other business item is, do we hold the scheduled meeting on Monday? We had been talking about having the GDPR meeting on Monday. However, we have now heard back from Teresa Swinehart, who will be giving it, saying, number one, she doesn't think it's going to be much longer than a relatively short briefing because most of the information is already public and on the wiki, but she would be prepared to do it, but she believes it would be more effective to do it in January because things are changing quick enough that there may be something much more substantive to discuss at that point rather than try to do it this coming Monday. If that is indeed the case, number one, if it was held on Monday, it wouldn't be very long. And I don't think, given the status of where we are on the various work teams, that there's going to be anything significant to discuss. We may well have drafts of templates, but they're going to have to be refined by those subgroups. And at this point, I don't have a lot that we would cover on Monday, but I'd like to open the floor, say, is there any reason that we need to hold the Monday meeting at this point? The downside of holding our meetings essentially on adjacent work days is that we may well be in this position on occasion. Do I see any recommendations that we hold the meeting on Monday or any items for the agenda? Because at this point, the agenda is effectively empty. And Lisa says, is the Monday meeting open for the adoption of the work plan and terms of reference? And the answer is, in theory, yes. But if that's the only reason to hold the meeting, then I'm willing to do a essentially a consensus call via email at this point. I can't see trying to convene a meeting of 15 people or so just to have a five-minute discussion on do we accept it, yes or no, when at this point we have the documents have been open for discussion for a long time with relatively little input on them. So I would say that we cancel the meeting and we change the action item to ask people to bring input to the meeting to instead, I will take on that action item and request that people provide input. It will probably give them another day or two past Monday, but essentially by the middle of next week that we have it approved, or Tuesday of next week that we have it approved and can pass it on to Chris for discussion with the board caucus group. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Lisa again. Just a quick question. So if anyone does raise a substantive concern with the terms of reference or work plan, how would that be dealt with?
I'm not expecting it, but I won't be surprised if I have one or two editorial comments. And so I will phrase it that subject to minor editorial comments. That does anyone agree? I don't draft things well on the fly, but I'll try to come up with some wording that will cover that. And hopefully that even if people have substantive changes, that we'll be able to get it done well before the end of next week. I leave for Geneva on Friday, and I don't plan to have anything on my to-do list with respect to that by then. So the date that we turn it over to Chris may well be deferred by a few days, but it won't. But it, I nobody has had any input at this point in the last month, other than me. So I'm not foreseeing a significant problem there. And I understand it does add a slight amount of potential for a problem, but I'm at this point I think we'll be able to handle it one way or another. If you can handle that level of uncertainty, I'm willing to. And I haven't heard Chris object to that. Chris, are you going to be in Geneva, by the way?
Yes, Alan, I am, and
okay.
No objection from me to what you were saying
okay.
In respect to the TOR.
All right. Then I think I'll send out a message shortly after this meeting, and we'll cover it from there. Any further comments? Anything else for any other business? If I could ask Jean-Baptiste to review decisions and action items, please.
Yes, sorry, Alan, I was on mute. So on decisions reached, the plenary call agenda, so the review team will hold meetings on Monday and Friday every 2 weeks. If agenda does not require two plenary calls, one out of two will be cancelled. Next plenary calls are scheduled on January 5th and 8th. The review team will not be holding face-to-face meeting at ICANN 61, and the plenary call next Monday is cancelled. On action items, so in terms of reference, replacement and section replacement and removal of members, we will add text from operating standards. On page 18, the first paragraph, we will delete the sentence by ICANN organization. We will update the HIPAA link to final version of limited scope proposal. We will update the table in Appendix 2 to remove references to actions and green highlighted comments in rightmost column. And I can also send a message to review team members, not on the plenary call today, to review the terms of reference and send any last edits to come to the list. I can opt to invite review team members not attending on this call. Well, this will change naturally to confirm whether they approved the terms of reference and work plan. I can also send out an email to recommendation 10 subgroup pointing out that Volker will not be able to address the issues in mid-January and Suzanne volunteering to join the subgroup, and we'll update the subgroup matrix. And also Suzanne has been added already to the mailing list. Then the subgroup status that we'll share via email together with the updated matrix. And the new deadline to submit subgroup first pass working documents will be January 2nd, 2018, so that's a hard deadline. And ICANN.org will update the terms of reference and work plan, taking into account this new deadline. And the terms of reference and work plan are scheduled to be approved by Tuesday via email. And Susan, I see your hand is raised.
And Lisa has a comment in the chat that I'll answer after Susan. Susan, go ahead.
Okay. So I was just going to suggest that if we're canceling Monday's meeting, that the subteams who haven't been able to find time to meet, maybe they use that time and or at least via email, try to get their first pass done on the template.
Thank you, Susan. We did discuss that at the leadership meeting yesterday, and I forgot about it completely. So why don't we say that the review team plenary call is canceled, but the time will be held available if any of the subteams indicate they want to use it, and so the teleconference subteam teleconference may be held at the same time as the meeting would have been held if anyone indicates prior to Monday, which doesn't give us an awful lot of time to indicate that it should be held. Does that sound reasonable to Susan and staff?
Yeah. It's just a suggestion, but, you know, if anybody was looking for times to meet, then
since people might
be helpful.
Yeah, since hopefully most people have blocked out the time already. Yes, thank you. We did discuss that, but and I forgot. And Lisa, your question on the chat of the for a consensus call, in my mind, in any case, if someone does not respond, they are agreeing that all they are required to do is indicate their not agreement if they are disagreeing or have any changes. So in the absence of a disagreement, people are deemed to have agreed. I will make that clear in my message. Susan, please go ahead.
Sorry, old hand.
Okay. Any further, any other business? Then 12 minutes ahead of schedule, I'll call this meeting to an end. Thank you all. And
thanks, all.
To the extent we are not talking again before the holidays, everyone have a great holiday season, and we'll reconvene at the beginning of the year. But I suspect I will be talking to at least some of you, if electronically, if not otherwise. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alan. Bye.